It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Mr. Jared Hardy. He is going to be the new principal at Carbon High School when the year starts. We've got a few questions about him, just kind of trying to get to know him. And then another big thing that people need to realize is once the school year ends this year, you're not going to be allowed to get into the high school due to the construction that's going on up there. So we'll get to the bottom of all of this. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So let's get to know you a little bit. This is your second year at Carbon High School. Where were you at before that? Do you have an elementary background, a secondary background? Let's get to know Jared Hardy a little bit.
Prior to Carbon, when I first moved to Carbon County, I came as a middle school history teacher. I taught at Mount Harmon for 8 years, doing history, health, and some PE classes. I did some coaching at Mount Harmon, football and basketball and wrestling. After I left Mount Harmon, I was the principal out at Sally Morrow Elementary for 3 years. After 3 years there is when I moved up here to Carbon to be vice principal.
And so you've been in the district now for how many years?
So it looks, I think I've been in the district about 13 years now.
Okay. Very, very good. Now, when do you start? When do you take over? Is it like a June 1st thing? Do you take over at the beginning of the new school year? When's that going to be?
Kind of just as this year ends, I'll transition into taking over first part of June and start dealing with the day-to-day operations that way.
Well, and since you've been at Carbon for a couple of years already, you know, you kind of got the lay of the land up there. What do you see are going to be some of your biggest challenges taking over as principal of the high school?
Oh, the biggest challenge will probably just be helping to keep Carbon succeeding. Carbon's been very successful in the past years, both in academics and athletics, and just being able to keep that standard and help the teachers and students perform at their best.
And as of right now, you guys are you guys done with testing at the end of the year?
Just this week we finished our state testing for our freshmen and our sophomores, and so there may be a little bit of testing in the CTE classes doing their state testing for different certificates and whatnot, but the state testing for the Utah Aspire Plus just got finished up this week.
And were you kind of looking forward to that, just to kind of give you an idea of where everybody's still sitting, if they're in a good place still, you know, as opposed with kids missing really the last 2 years, 2 months of instruction, last year, where are we sitting as far as the high school is concerned?
We are excited about that because we're one of the few districts that have had full regular school all year. We didn't have to have any shutdowns. Some districts did. Hybrid weeks where 2 days they were in school, 2 days they were online. We didn't have to do any of that. And so we're excited to see where our scores are going to come in because we know there's going to be a gap from the end of last year because of COVID. But being able to be in person all year, we're excited to see where we're going to come out. We won't see any final scores on that till later this fall, but we're feeling very confident that our students are going to perform well. They already did. Our juniors performed well on the ACT. Even with that big gap at the end of last year, our students performed right at the same level that our students have performed at the ACT in past years.
So that's pretty good. That's a very, very good thing right there. All right. Now with school just around the corner and wrapping up, we need to let people know that something's going to be going on at the school this, you know, summer. And it's basically going to be closed. Nobody's going to be able to get in there. So what are they going to be finishing up as far as construction goes that nobody's going to be able to get in that building?
So they'll be finishing up the remodel, the addition there in the front. That will be getting finished, and our parking lot will be getting restructured, so it will be torn up. The bus garage will be moving over to the district office as soon as they finish that building there, which should be really soon. And then once school's out, they'll demolish the bus garage and turn that into more parking for the high school. In the building, they're going to be redoing every hallway floor, all the lighting in the hall. They're going to be redoing all the windows in the entire building. They're going to be turning our old media center into 6 new classrooms. And we'll have a new media center in the addition out front. Quite a bit. Every wall in the building, in the hallways, will be either restructured, painted, redone. we are going to look quite a bit different in the fall. And so in order to accommodate for all that stuff they have to do this summer, the office will still be open, but we will be working out of the district office. And so if people need to call, we'll still be able to take calls. But if they need to come in person to do something, we'll be working out of the district office.
It's even going to creep in football summer workouts and volleyball summer workouts and things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're going to try and do the hallways around the gym early on in the summer so we can still get some type of access for our volleyball and football players or athletes that need to come into the weight room. We'll still provide some access to that, just the rest of the building won't be available. So as soon as they're able to get that stuff around the gym finished, we'll be able to hold those, but they may have to enter from a different entrance.
Okay, so is there a place that you guys are going to put like updates like that? Is it just going to be on like maybe the Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, so we'll keep updates out there on our Facebook page. We'll send out parent links and parent text messages with any updates with office hours or when the office is no longer available here at the school. And we'll try and keep everybody as up to date as possible.
Principal Jared Hardy, thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and good luck to you going forward, and good luck with basically a brand new school in the fall. That's what they're planning, correct?
That's what we're planning. We're excited for it. It's going to look great.
That's Jared Hardy at Carbon High School. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.